Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is being recorded out in the West Coast, South San Francisco, at Fluidigm headquarters. What is Fluidigm, you might ask? Well, if you've been reading AgWired, you probably have already seen a couple of stories that I've posted. But over coming months, we're going to learn a lot more about this company and the products and the services and the technology that it offers to the agribusiness community. And with me in the program this week, I have Howard High with Fluidigm, who is one of the first people that I spoke with about this project. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing and why and what that means to the company as well. So first of all, I'd like to welcome you, Howard. And why don't you tell us first, what do you do for the company?
First off, thanks for coming out and visiting us on the West Coast. We look at it as a great opportunity to talk to you and the people that follow your AgWired. For us, it's very important to try to find and communicate with audiences directly where they want to collect their information. And in the agriculture area, we found that there's kind of its own special community, so that if we want to reach out and talk to people that build their living and their businesses in agriculture, we have to go where they go. We're a technology company, a biotechnology company. We're relatively small in size and trying to grow rapidly. For a small company like this, I basically oversee the outbound communication. So whether we're talking to the press, we're trying to develop a piece of advertising, we have marketing support, we have conferences, and we obviously have our website. All of those things are out of my world, and then I have colleagues that we combine our expertise and try to do a great job of communicating.
And soon you will become a Twitter expert. I just know it, and we'll get to that in a moment. But so working in the communications area here for Fluidigm and marketing, looking at let's first of all not get into so much what does Fluidigm do as much as what the agribusiness sector might mean to the company, because you do target other industries that you with your products and services, but agriculture sounds like it could be a large new market, right?
Well, we think it's actually an extremely important market for us, and the critical elements for agribusiness are that they are high volume, they're looking for simplicity, but they're also looking at very low cost. And so it drives our development of our products in a completely different direction than the pure research community does, where volumes are small, items are precise, but they're looking at a broad field and trying to figure out, you know, what the critical elements are. Here in the agribusiness space, people have tended to isolate and they know what they need to find. We hopefully can give them a means to find it effectively. And in doing that, I think that the ability to effectively supply food to the world in an ever-challenging environment is something we can help with. That not only means good business for us, but it helps us have a role in trying to do something good for the world. I think that's very very good opportunity for us. It's one that we clearly want to pursue and hopefully add value.
Well, I want to ask the question, why select AgWired and its community as a way to create some awareness into that industry marketplace? I certainly think I could answer that question myself, but I want to get your insights in, you know, because you've looked at what we do, whether it's with AgWired.com, but then also we have this community around that of social networking elements from YouTube to our Flickr photos and Twitter in large has become a very important part of it, and there are quite a few others also.
Well, I kind of look at you guys as our specialized tour guides. You know, this is a very exotic world that we're entering into, this agribusiness space. It's got its own culture. It's got people that speak common language. Certain things are important to them and other things aren't. We could obviously go out there and try to stumble through and learn the customs and learn the language and learn the landscape on our own, but it might take years and we might inadvertently offend somebody along the way. If we can instead have a trusted guide that's already figured that out and can show us how we can be effective and how we can help people, that's great. They can translate what we do to what this industry needs, and we can bring our technology to bear faster and more effectively. At the same time, that reverse communication happens. As people are saying, here's what we would need from you, here's what we care about, we need to have somebody that can teach us so that we can be effective at it. And you know, in technology, time is of the essence. So if we can get to our destination and become a trusted and valuable member of this community 6 months, 12 months, a year faster, that's really a positive for us. And that's exactly why we sought out a specialized tour guide with Agwire.
Well, things that we will be doing and what make up the tour, and I love the way you put that, are going to include some regular stories about Fluidigm, its products, its services. We will be running a banner ad for you. You've got a Twitter account that we're going to help populate with some content over that time as well. And, of course, with the interviews being podcasted so that they can be subscribed to, we're shooting them out here today, video, but we'll also provide the audio option. That puts us into YouTube. And all of these things are very highly search engine friendly. And so, again, people that might be looking either at Fluidigm or things like your integrated fluidic circuits, which is, as I learned today, you coined that term for the basic core technology that you have. You know, people might be searching for that. Well, guess what they're going to find here over the course of the next couple months and on into the future, where what we call internet persistence, that we archive these things so that hopefully that will not only get you some very short-term upfront awareness, but also provide some shelf life for that as well.
You know, I believe that the agribusiness obviously is a very old and established business, but it's facing a new world. And in that, technology can play a role. So as we find someone in some corner of the world that's doing something unique and interesting that makes their business more successful, makes their life easier, just gives them more accurate data quicker, the ability to rapidly share that approach and that technique with others that have that same interest allows us to bring real value. If people become just aware of Fluidigm, its technology, get intrigued by what integrated fluidic circuits might be able to bring to their business, that's a great start. Then we can try to work with them to answer their specific questions and help them benefit from the technology. And at the same time, if the technology isn't what they need, it's still great that they've made a conscious decision. They've gotten a chance to explore and say, this will work for me or it won't. And all we want is the shot to educate them about what we bring to the party. So that's what we hope to achieve. And the fact that it's internet-based means that in any corner of the globe, somebody can tap into this information.
Well, it's not only does Fluidigm have offices around the world, but we certainly are in a global marketplace. And we discussed this, and I discussed it with somebody else yesterday, how we are reaching through just our AgWired website and international audience. Granted, we're in English. I don't have another language translation of it yet. But yeah, we see visitors from all around the world. And So yeah, we're definitely, hopefully, going to be putting information out into a realm where anyone can find it. And that is part of the paradigm shift we've seen in not only communications, but how we're doing business today, that we are all connected now. Now, that doesn't mean that every single person has a computer and an internet connection. Some refuse to, in fact. But it does mean most do at this point, and in growing numbers. And when you come to ag, when it comes to ag, farmers are the early adopters of new technology, always have been. In fact, a lot of technology that's been used in non-agricultural ways came out of agricultural discoveries and research that was being done. So we really look forward to working with Fluidigm here over the coming months. It's been enjoyable already getting to meet you, Howard, here, and Libby, and the other folks that I've gotten to interview, and I know we've got some more to go. So what we will be doing is creating some content and hopefully introducing people to Fluidigm. Before we close, if somebody not only wants more information, but maybe wants to provide you with some input for whether they're interested, I know you've got Fluidigm.com as your website. What would you suggest they do in terms of contacting you or, again, maybe just requesting more information?
So I think the website is a great place to start. We try to keep it both up to date and fairly comprehensive in its coverage. There is a contact form located in multiple places. So we take, as a small company, we look at every single form. We try to get right back to the person. And the best thing we can do is start a conversation, right? If we can get a conversation going between someone in your audience and ourselves, we can answer their questions, and if we can bring value to them, we can jump right on that and move them into the cutting edge of biotechnology.
Well, we'll also mention twitter.com/Fluidigm, and that will be another following point for people to want to follow the company as you grow and develop some of your social networking mechanisms as well. Well, I want to thank Howard High for being guest on this week's Zimcast. I have thoroughly enjoyed the visit out here, and I hope you've enjoyed the program, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.